Well, on this Wednesday morning, let's start our conversations welcoming in Sherry Orchid to the program. Delco Amped Lunch and Learn coming up on the 19th, February 19th. It's going to be at the Community Savings Bank starting at noon. Sherry is the presenter. And first off, Sherry, now, we've known each other a long time. Welcome.
Way back when, Eric.
Yes, I mean, 3 years on that as well. And I have been privy, I've been fortunate to see presentations by you on a couple different formats and different. I enjoy hearing, what got you into doing this, what you do?
I've always been someone who is focused on professional development or just kind of personal growth stuff. And so in my work career, I was in the senior living world and feeling like I was asking lots of people to help me figure out work-life balance. And I would kind of get laughed at. And yet when I'd go home, being in, again, the healthcare industry, my phone was always ringing. I was awake in the night because something was needed in the community that I was working or staffing was an issue. And I struggled to figure out how to prioritize the things that were most important to me. And of course, family is one of those things for me. And I really was challenged with that. And I got kind of tired of being kind of, and nobody did it intentionally, but kind of chuckled at. And all along, I didn't know that some of it was my own issue, right? Some of it was my own belief system. Some of it was my own boundaries that I never established. And so I guess I've kind of made it my mission now to serve people and help them break through some of their beliefs that hold them back and break through some of those or establish boundaries that help them to live the lives that they choose and not living their life by default.
So, and it's really at the crux of what this discussion, this lunch and learn is about. It's called From Beliefs to Breakthroughs, How Values Shape Communication and Culture. I'm sure now that you've been into this part of your adult life, your career life, if you want to call that, you're exposing yourself to settings that you hadn't otherwise, business and other things. Mm-hmm. Are you amazed at how many times you discover that they are fighting with the same issues that you were fighting with in the healthcare industry?
Yeah, I think that we always think that we're kind of alone in our own battles. You know, some of the beliefs that I was raised with as a child are still things that I struggle with today. You know, when I love the senior living industry, and that's something I'm still very passionate about, but I can believe it's always going to be this way and staffing's always going to be an issue, or I can believe there are good people out there that want to make a difference. And when we shift our culture, we can shift the entire organization. And I've seen it happen. I've been witnessing it in businesses that I've been going to, but it all starts with that one conversation. And a lot of times it's the leader of that organization that says something like, you know, I just can't believe people like these days are like this. You know, mm-hmm. This is the best we can get. If that's your belief, you're right. You know, I mean, we all say that, you know, I don't remember what the, whether you believe you're right, right, or you believe you're wrong, yeah. you're right. Yeah. And I think we can't see how often this happens. So, I started my business, I don't know, it's probably been 4 years ago, the Build Community. And really my goal is to serve people and helping to live out their core values. So I realized that my core values, I went through this process that I'm actually going to take people through on the day of this workshop to identify what are your core values. And, you know, people often are like, well, what does that even mean? Well, for me, it's faith, family, service, and peace. And what I realized is when I rated my days, like I would scan my calendar and say, or go to work during the day, and I would rate my day at an 8 or a 9. I loved what I was doing. I feel like I was doing what God called me to do. I was providing for my family. I felt like I was doing okay there. Service, I was definitely serving the people in the organization, serving the owners, serving the team. I loved it. And then, and peace. And I realized at the end of the day when I was driving home, there was so little time left for my family that I no longer had peace.
Yeah.
And again, that wasn't the company's fault. I think I thought it was the company's fault. But now when I look back, it was the choices that I made me, right? They made me stay at work late. I didn't have the tools I have today, right? But, and I want to get these tools in people's hands.
Is it a generational thing? Because, okay, we were raised by baby boomer parents. And baby boomer parents had, you know, good work ethic. You know, they're the ones that stayed late. And we kind of learned from them. As you get into some of the younger generations, they're often chastised or pushed away because, well, they don't want to work. But their priorities are different. And I would say in some of those cases, their priorities are really where we should be because they priority their own health. They priority their own relationships over that of a job. Do you feel that that's kind of ringing true?
Yeah, I think I see that. You know, I working as a director in a senior living community, I would have some of the caregivers that would say, you know, these young ones, they just need to leave their personal baggage at home. Well, the reality of it is, if I don't know how I'm going to feed my family, or I know that my child's homesick and with a babysitter, or I'm worried that the babysitter's going to call. The reality of that is, no matter how hard I try, if that's the most important thing in my life, that child, then it's really hard to just leave it at the door, right? Mm-hmm. So I think what we can do as team members, as leaders, as organizational leaders, is help people to recognize, I see you, I care for you, I value you. How can I help you? You know, those types of conversations are important. And I think I was working with a coaching client this morning, and something she said is she was talking with someone that come to the United States and always wanted to live the American dream. And she said, and she realized the American dream, she didn't know the American dream was so hard.
Yeah.
You know, because in their world, the culture's just different, right? It's not drive, drive, drive. And so I think it's just understanding generations are different. We all have strengths that we bring to the table, and we need all generations. So how can we coexist? And I think it all begins by empathy and understanding one another.
Now, the conversation is free of charge. We're talking about a lunch and learn session that's hosted by Delco Amt, February 19th. And I know that you and I are both a part of the organization, and this has been one of many lunch and learn sessions that I have found very valuable on there. But it goes back to the motto, kind of the core mission statement that we have at Delco Amped, which is connect, develop, and empower. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to be a business leader to be a part of this group. There's no dues to be paid. That's a part of this. The luncheon itself, sponsored by Community Savings Bank, comes with a free lunch. Yes, there is such a thing as a free lunch.
And it really is a great group of people. And I remember the first time I came, I was very nervous because the group used to be, for young leaders. Mm-hmm. And well, I probably don't fall into that category anymore. But what I do love about it is we have the whole spectrum of people now, and people that have never been there come for the first time, almost every time. It's a great place to meet and connect with people. And the AMPT committee has worked very hard to find resources that are available to us that we can empower people to leave there with a lesson that they can take and actually apply to their life so that they do have some of that work-life balance and leadership skills that are needed to become stronger.
And all walks of life are there. We've got retired folks, we've got bankers, we've got civil engineers, we got healthcare professionals that show up, and broadcasters in there as well.
And I would also add, Eric, for this one, even just because of what I'm doing, the culture or the core values is something that will benefit anyone, even if you're no longer working. Like, what are the things that drive me, and understanding the importance of keeping true to those things to find that that's where work life or life balance in general really stays.
It's a fascinating, if you've never been a part of one of Sherry's presentations. You really do owe it. You do a really good job.
Oh, thanks, Eric.
No. I enjoy it. I'm complimenting you. Take the compliment.
Thank you, Eric. Thank you. There I very you much go. Appreciate that.
Well, we love
you. New skill to learn.
Yes, there you go. It's February 19th, Thursday, February 19th, 12 to 1. If you'd like more information, visit the Delco Amped Facebook page. The registration deadline usually is like the week before.
Guess I don't know what that is for sure. I would think by the Friday before it, the very latest, the Monday, would be ideal. But there's always room for extras. It's just trying to make sure there's enough lunch.
Yeah.
So
there you
and
go.
The sponsors, Community Savings Bank, again, is a great sponsor. And that event will be helping us. Great, always great lunches. So,
indeed. You. Well, we'll continue to mention it as well. And we're glad to be able to do it here as a part of our Guests of the Day on KMCH.